This is In the News in VOA Special English. This week, the first elections of the Arab Spring took place in Tunisia, the country where the protest movement began. Tunisians, in their first free elections, voted Sunday for an assembly to write a new constitution. The Constituent Assembly also has to appoint a president and form a temporary government. Late in the week, there was violence in Sidi Bouzid, the city where the protests against Tunisia's longtime president began. The violence started after election officials canceled the results of seats won by the Popular List party. The officials said there were campaign violations. Official results show that an Islamist party, Ennahda, won more than 40% of the seats in the assembly. Ennahda has begun talks with other parties on forming a coalition. Party leader Rashid Ghannouchi said Friday that his party would work to form a new government in friendliness and brotherhood. Mr. Ghannouchi called for calm. He said his party would respect women's rights and Tunisia's pro-Western values. The election was widely considered free and fair. Ennahda won three times as many seats as its nearest competitor. A liberal party, the Congress for the Republic, finished second with 30 of the 217 seats. Another liberal party, the Democratic Forum for Labor and Liberties, was third with 21 seats. Tunisia's former government banned Ennahda. The party says its positions are moderate and similar to those of Turkey. Tunisian women have many rights, including the right not to cover their head. Yusra Ghannouchi, a party spokeswoman and daughter of its leader, says Ennahda will defend and even increase women's rights.
This is not the state's business to impose any particular type of dress on women. This is absolutely a matter of personal choice.
But some people are worried that the party will support the rise of political Islam. Eric Goldstein with Human Rights Watch says Ennahda offers mixed messages.
The leaders of the party have been reassuring to all Tunisians, no, we're not going to make women wear the veil. No, we're not going to ban alcohol. We want to achieve our goals only through democracy. What's making some people anxious is the discourse of some of the mid-ranking members of the party, some of the preachers who preach in a very intolerant way.
Still, 29-year-old blogger and journalist Haitham El-Mekki says much of the worry over Islam is fueled by the West.
The Islamists are political activists, like any political activist. We should criticize them when we think they are wrong, and we should say they did a good thing when we agree with them.
Tunisia's revolution ousted President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali in January. Many Tunisians say they are hopeful for the future. 34-year-old Waisi Adili is an unemployed computer technician.
I think Tunisia has escaped from the old regime. Hopefully the political system will offer credibility, dignity, tolerance, and work.
The Arab world will be watching Tunisia's democratic experience. Stephen Ekovich is a political scientist at the American University of Paris.
The problems are long-term, they're deep. It's going to take a long time for Tunisia to pull out of it. But if any country can do it, I think Tunisia can.
And that's In the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.